Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation, 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, September 25th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Three former Bearcats to be inducted into Athletics Hall of Fame. Cal Poly resident advisor accused of burglary and attempted rape pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds today, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Three former Paso Robles Bearcats student-athletes will be inducted into the school's Hall of Fame this Friday during the home game against Buchanan Bears at War Memorial Stadium. The three athletes are Chris Monterio, class of 1977, a standout in football and wrestling, who led the high school into its first CIF Wrestling Championship in 2001 and inducted into the California Wrestling Hall of Fame in 2024. Hosea Jabbar Clark, class of 1994, who led the Bearcats to LPAL Championships in two seasons from 1992 to 1994. And Nate Aguiano, class of 2001. He was a standout athlete in cross country, basketball, and track and field. He was the 1999 San Luis Obispo County Cross Country Individual Champion and has qualified for the CIF Southern Section four times. Additionally, the 2001 wrestling team will be honored as part of the ceremony. The kickoff for Friday's game is scheduled for 7 p.m. Cal Poly resident advisor accused of burglary and attempted rape pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. 25-year-old Alexis Alejandro, a student and resident assistant at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, pled not guilty to multiple charges earlier this week, including burglary and attempted rape. Alejandro was arrested as the primary suspect for a September 7th incident at Poly Canyon Village, where a victim allegedly woke up to a person holding their hands over her face and fled the scene. Alejandro was the primary suspect in this incident. His bail has been increased to $200,000, and he has been prohibited from having any contact with the alleged victim. He is due back in court on October 7th. Voters will have the opportunity to meet with and ask questions of the candidates for the Paso Robles City Council in a forum hosted by the Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce. The forum will be held tomorrow, September 26th, at 5:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Elks Lodge, 1420 Park Street. District 1 candidates are Chris Beal, Linda George, and incumbent Sharon Roden. District 3 candidates are Jeff Carr, Michael Rivera, and incumbent Steve Gregory. Fred Strong is running in District 4 unopposed. On October 14th, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The forum will also be live-streamed on the school district's broadcast channel and will be available for viewing on YouTube. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. The 2023 annual crop report for San Luis Obispo County has been released by the Department of Agriculture. The top five commodities for 2023's $1.1 billion value were wine grapes, strawberries, cattle and calves, broccoli, and avocados. The full digital version of the annual crop report is available online at the County of San Luis Obispo's website. Historical reports from 1928 to 2022 are also archived in the Crop Report Library. The City of Atascadero's Fall First Fridays will continue on Friday, October 4th at the Plaza on El Camino across from the Sunken Gardens. Next week, indie rock alternative band Carbon City Lights will take the stage with energetic alternative rock jams. Also at the venue will be food truck Mary's Cuisine. The city also encourages attendees to explore downtown shops, eateries, drink establishments, and entertainment all within walking distance. The Arroyo Grande Police Department released a statement of multiple road closures taking place in the city beginning Thursday evening and continuing through Sunday morning. As the Arroyo Grande Harvest Festival take place on Friday and Saturday, street closures will be in place for the parade. These include East Grand Avenue, east of Highway 101, Bridge Street, Wesley Avenue, South Mason Street from Brand Street to Pool Street, and several others. Closures start at 5 p.m. on Thursday and go through 8 a.m. on Sunday. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Padres beat the Dodgers 4-2, the Athletics over the Rangers 5-4, the Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 11-0, the White Sox beat the Angels 3-2, the Orioles over the Yankees 5-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Angels will go against the White Sox, and the Yankees will face the Orioles. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news: an apparent hijacking of a public bus in Los Angeles overnight. A passenger on the bus reportedly shot and seriously injured. A SWAT team got the driver out of the bus and the suspect into custody. Police saying they're investigating what led up to the incident. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing legislation allowing undocumented students to work on California college campuses. UCLA graduate student Jeffrey Amuna Munoz facing uncertainty trying to get work toward his master's.
I had multiple offers. I couldn't take those offers because the University of California would specifically specifically tell our faculty that they couldn't hire us. We're already paying tuition. We just want to work.
Newsom citing concerns about risking federal funding. A woman accusing Sean Diddy Combs of raping her and taping the attack in 2001. Thalia Graves addressing the media in Los Angeles.
The hardest parts of this pain the shame and the guilt.
Graves saying Combs and his bodyguard gave her a glass of wine, causing her to pass out, saying she woke up in Combs' Manhattan studio with her hands tied behind her back. Jeff Scott, California News.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer that has comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. A downturn in wine sales worldwide has shaken California's wine grape sector. After years of growth, U.S. sales have declined for three straight years. The shrinking market has left wineries oversupplied and California's vineyard acreage out of step with demand. This year, many growers could see their entire crop rot on the vines. It's leaving some guys in some very precarious positions, said Jeff Bitter, president of Allied Grape Growers, a grower-owned marketing group that sells wine grapes for 400 growers across California. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways south of North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with a few passing clouds, lows right around 50, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Friday into the weekend and through Wednesday next week. Mid-90s on Friday, mid-80s on Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday and Tuesday, then about 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast. Call Ranch Wi-Fi at 805-322-4555 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tech giant Micron Technology reports earnings after the Wall Street closed today. Wall Street's anticipating a profit for the summer quarter after Micron lost money in the period a year ago. German software company SAP is being investigated by U.S. officials. A Bloomberg report says the investigation is looking into whether SAP overcharged government agencies over the course of a decade. KB Home's quarter improved from a year ago, though the home builder's quarter was still weaker than expected. The Mortgage Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan declined last week to 6.13%. Demand for home purchase applications rose only slightly, though refinance demand jumped 20%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Success, it's discipline, it's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, it's where success meets success. Start your journey at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for lighting and electrical installations on a new building or a generator installation or maybe just an upgrade to your panel? Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving Slo County since 2002 and has experience in all things electrical. They provided electrical for wineries like Niner, La Venture, and others, as well as Twin City Hospital. From commercial to residential, Kelly Henson Electric is ready to serve. No job is too small. Call Kelly Henson Electric 805-536-1669. Kelly Henson Electric.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Why did President Trump pick J.D. Vance?
Who is J.D. Vance? What caused his Appalachian culture and upbringing to swing from voting Democrat to becoming a Trump-supporting strong Republican? Join the Republican Party Thursday, September 26th, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero for the screening of Hillbilly Elegy, the story of J.D. Vance. Pizza and refreshments available with a $20 donation. See you there Thursday night at 6 p.m. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living. One thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All right, coming up this afternoon, sound off, and Mike and Eric will be in to discuss the presidential election, assassination attempts, and also Israeli issues, and there you go. So, you know, freedom of speech is supposed to work, just about anything that may be on your mind. Speaking of freedom of speech, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I brought up that the government in California and Google have teamed together a couple of $100 million to help fund newsrooms here in the state. The government and Google to help fund newsrooms. Now, again, as I stated at the same time, it's not a juicy story, but it's a dangerous one. You have the government entity doing this. Well, there's more things to come as well. The Federal Communications Commission, that's the FCC, it looks like they're going to approve a deal that would fast-track billionaire George Soros acquiring more than 200 radio stations across the country. He's already done quite a few, but 200 radio stations across the country by George Soros. Gee, what can happen? There, and this seems to be another one of these fast-track things where there wasn't, apparently, a lot of discussion about it. I'm not going to say it was rubber stamped. However, the ramifications on this and how it was pushed through, also the current head of the FCC, who was appointed by Trump, is asking some serious questions about this. And this also has to do with transactions from foreign ownership of radio stations in the United States of America. Something to think about. If this goes through, he will have access not only to over 200 radio stations across the country, but about 170 million Americans. What do you think the formats are going to be like? So that's a lot of power. That's a lot of control. So when you vote for people, it's beyond, as we said, the person. It's about America. And also the people that they're going to appoint and put in power, such as judges, FCC people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The tentacles are just massive, absolutely massive. So maybe you have some thoughts on that, because I already know that there were some that he acquired in the Northeast. He did change the formats and got rid of what many people would term as right-wing program or conservative talk. Now, one can also say, well, Kevin, he bought it. He could do what he want with his radio stations. Well, to an extent, yes. But again, there are some questions on how the limits on a foreign ownership of radio stations, particularly in the amount of over 200 across the United States, could have, or more than likely will have, on listeners throughout the United States of America. So again, not a juicy story, but keep those things in the back of your mind, because the water has been boiling for many years. Many, many years. And depending on what goes on in November, it's going to come to a complete boil. Don't think it won't. All right. Speaking of that, I have this little piece here because I was curious on the when I was listening to Dan Bongino yesterday, and it had to do, he kept bringing up Milton Friedman. And also when Jenny was on Sound Off yesterday with Barry, she was talking about some of these propositions, and I forget which one, maybe it was one, I don't remember exactly, but this has to do, of course, with infrastructure for schools and the funding matching, and then the ability for to borrow bonds, which means property taxes. Of course, you know, with school bonds, those that own property, we get hit with that stuff. So there's some duplications here and there's some serious questions. Now, it just so happens they'll be talking about some of these issues tomorrow with Randall Jordan and the State Republican Party and some things as well. I always recommend that you go to the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and get their take on the propositions that are coming in November. Again, a lot of it's misleading. Also, a little heads up, I will have Jordan Cunningham on Sound Off one of the Mondays. I don't have the date in front of me, but it's in October, talking about the propositions coming up in California. So anyway, I want to go back to the money part of it, because when I they piqued my interest, Dan Bongino was talking about Milton Friedman and the four ways to spend money. And I found a little clip. It's only about a minute and a half long, how he explains it. And this goes back quite a few years, obviously.
You can spend your own money on yourself. And when you spend your own money on yourself, you're very careful of what you spend it on, and you make sure that you get the most for your dollar. You can spend your own money on somebody else. You give gifts to other people. You take people out to dinner. And when you spend your own money on somebody else, you're very careful that you don't spend too much. You try to keep down the amount you spend, but you don't worry very much about what the other fellow's getting from it. You don't pay anything like as much attention to the gifts you buy for other people as to the things you buy for yourself. Or you can spend somebody else's money, as when you're spending the government's money. I say the government's money, the taxpayer's money, which the government has control over. Now you're spending somebody else's money. Let's say you're spending your boss's money. You're out to lunch on a expense account, but you're spending it on yourself. You're very careful that you get good things for your money. You try to have a good lunch and pick the right things, but you're not very much worried about whether you get the cheapest.
Spend all you want.
Spend all you want, and you'll be careless. Now, what happens when you spend somebody else's money on somebody else? You're a distributor of welfare funds. Well, you're interested in making your own life as good as you can. And most people have humane instincts and want to do the best they can, but you're not going to be anything like as careful in spending somebody else's money on somebody else. So there are four ways in which you can spend money.
So what led to this was the example, not the example, what's going on regarding the charging stations that the federal government, they invested in, what was it, $40 billion or $50 billion? And only six or eight of them have been built. Meanwhile, the private sector has been able to do it cheaper, and they already have over 1,000 ready to go. Also, with the amount of money that the government allocated for broadband for all. Almost none of it, and again, I forget the amount of money, almost none of it has been implemented. Because it's not their money. It's not their money. So while we continue to think about money, or should. The state of California in 2023, the amount of money that Californians paid in taxes is in the billions and billions of dollars. Now, you know that. We know our taxes are high. And, of course, the personal income tax is the state's largest revenue source. And it's about 65 to 66% of the general fund revenue. And, again, the billions of dollars that this state gets in just that alone, not to mention all the other monies, tourism and so forth. Yet, we are at least $68 billion in debt. Can you please tell me why anybody out there listening would want to give the government more money? They can't manage what they have, as Mr. Friedman's pointing out here. It's not their money. They don't care. They just come back to us. They just come back to us with some sad sack story about some group or kids, et cetera, et cetera. So we need more money. They can't, they don't know how to spend what they have or what we get or what they take from us. So it's extremely important that we look and see. And if this means anything anymore, hold them accountable. And don't just listen to them say that they care about the, the money and I'll be held accountable and the transparency nonsense. So just a couple of things to throw out. Do call back. I saw the line lit up at 238-5775-238-KPRL. All righty, let's see here. On a somewhat of a lighter note, Tascadero Shopping Carts is coming back, or not coming back. It is the city of Tascadero is considering new shopping cart ordinance. And, you see them not only in, you see them all over the place, everywhere you go. Now, San Luis and Morro Bay have an ordinance that apparently has been successful regarding the shopping cart ordinance. So Tascadero has drafted a similar ordinance that is being discussed in the council chambers. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Kevin, you said the exact, you got me off my seat with make them accountable. Excellent advice. Excellent. Do we? No, not always. In fact, not usually. Some people who do dirty deeds are reelected. Let's take our own Paso Robles elections. We have a very rare opportunity to be able to change the complexion of our city council in one swoop because we have an election coming up. It just happens to be that way that, as far as I'm concerned, and a lot of others, the city council misbehaved. They did not listen to the very people that they are now asking to vote for them. Let's take like Mr. Gregory and Ms. Roden, for example. Signs all over town, elect me, elect me, elect me. But when the constituency goes to them, it's listen to what I say, not what I do. Because these people are business people, and they're all over the place. But that's not for you. That's for them. And you have a city council right now that's behaving exactly that way. And you have an opportunity to change it. A rare opportunity. Quickly, right in the same year that the parking was an issue.
Right. And also, again, when you talk about money and the, hold them accountable is, they set an example of not holding the law firm accountable for their mistake that allowed the city to illegally do what they did. And again, the money has not been paid back, or some members of the council were unwilling to go after the law firm to pay back the money.
That's correct. They're unwilling to do it, and they're unwilling to pay back all the money that was collected with an illegal ordinance. The city has just gone right down the chute. And the only way you're going to fix that is if some people step up to the plate and take those positions over. you have too many people running for the positions as far as a campaign advice is concerned. But the bottom line here is you still have an opportunity to get rid of Mr. Gregory and Ms. Roden. And if that sounds like harsh advocacy, it is. But they earned it.
Well,
remember that. They earned it.
Well, I also came across another bit of information from an extremely reliable source. And that's to do with the airport. On figures that were supposedly presented to the city, on whose figures were they really? Whether the ones that the city thought were Lloyd's may not have been Lloyd's.
Look, you and I have talked about this. Excuse me.
Also, there was two incidents that happened at the airport that, in airport terms, are pretty serious. One had to do with a crane left up on the runway and a plane stranded out there. And it took a long time to get these issues, shall we say, resolved. And that's just not from what I'm told, the proper protocol that takes place in an airport. You got things on the runway that needs to be attended to. You know, apparently those who were supposedly in charge were told about these things, and it was a no-rush deal. And again, in the people that fly and no airports, this is pretty serious stuff. Nobody's heard about it, have they?
No.
Okay.
I certainly haven't.
Well, I've heard it a couple of times. So, what is going on?
Well, that's a real good question. And there's some answers to be learned if you can find the right source. Look, you and I are both aware throughout time, over the last 25 or 30 years, there's been a lot of corruption in this city. We just don't know about all of it. And there's been a lot of things that have occurred that should not have. And the only way you watch out for that is with who's at the top of the page. Who's representing you? It's a representative government. Frankly, if I lived in the city, which I don't, but it is my city. I can't go a block from my house and not be in the city.
You know, there's a couple of examples within the city, and I'll include the school district. When you start writing checks for people to go away because they're incompetent, there's corruption involved in that.
That's correct.
I mean, that's the easiest one. And I've never given the persons because I swore to him he's no longer with us, but I never will. He told me about that the first $250,000. He said they had that person dead up against the wall. However, there was about five things in that report on this particular person that would have exposed some people here in the city. So they write the check for $250,000 for silence. That's what they did.
We remember that one for sure. We've had a bunch of them, and at the school board as well. Just handing other people's money out, like the piece you just had on the air from Milton Friedman, who is now, of course, gone, but one of the world's renowned economists. There's still one of them alive. I don't know how much longer. These people went through it. They know what the Great Depression was. They know what the history, financial, fiscal history of this country is. And when they talk, people do listen. Unfortunately, they don't follow their advice all the time. Nope. So the bottom line here is you have an opportunity in the city of Paso Robles to change out your diapers. It's time to do it. Mm-hmm. It is time for Mr. Gregory and Ms. Roden to be gone. They've proved that. They did not respond. Let's take Mr. Strong, for example. He responded, because I know for a fact, and he voted this way once at least, he was not necessarily in favor of everything that was going on over the parking. But once the city constituency showed up and filled the room, he changed his mind, as he should have, because he represents the people that were in the room.
Well, but I have my own thoughts regarding that, but that's
I do as well.
We've got another call, Cody.
We'll talk soon.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just an observation, or maybe a thought. I think the incumbents might win again, and I think because the non-incumbent vote is split. Maybe not so much in the case with Roden, because one of the other non-incumbent candidates is, let's say, not from the same political background as Linda George. But the other one, the one with Gregory, you know, this is going to be, what, how many times has Mike Rivera ran and lost? Either at city council or mayor?
School board as well.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's, I know he's passionate. Maybe it's time for him to stop running for things and let somebody else have a chance. But, you know, but I think Carr might really have a chance in a standalone race. I mean, it's too late for that now, but.
Well,
are we going to have this thing again where we split up and it's hard to beat incumbents as it is.
Well, yeah, it is. And but you know, one of the things with I don't know, how do I say this? Look, you know, and you keep up of what's going on in the, whether it's a school or the city. Most people don't.
Right.
And most people they don't know about, let's just say, the new people that are running, even Michael Rivera, because they don't pay attention. They see the signs, they recognize a name, and when they look at the ballot, oh, yeah, I know that name. I think I'll vote for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
unfortunate thing with whether it's school boards or any race is if you don't have the means to get your name out, like, you know, Gregory and Roden, and Michael has signs all over the place. They're doing it the right way, you know, as far as running for office and wanting to win. They're doing it the right way.
If you're running a good campaign,
if you've got $6 and you want to win and you're passionate and you probably could be the best candidate in the history of mankind, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're up against it because of that reason. And the incumbency, and I mean, you see the amount of business owners in town that seem to like the status quo. That tells me something too. Especially if they're, let's say, tourism helps their business.
Well, yeah, that's certainly a consideration as well. But also,
yeah.
You know, there are some businesses that will allow multiple people.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yesterday I saw a Rivera and Gregory side by side,
yeah,
at a business. And,
you know,
yeah, because the business owner standpoint, you just want to be friendly to whoever asks. And,
right. They're willing to run for office, so I'll give them, they can put their, all of them can put their signs on my property because I, you know, they're thinking that. But also, let's look at it from the cynical side. If you, as a business, say no to a council member sitting who could win, do you want to tick them off by saying no?
Yeah, yeah.
Just something to throw out. No.
All right. Well, those were my thoughts.
All right. Well,
it's an uphill battle, and hope maybe it's time for somebody else to run next time. I don't know. All right.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Well, we'll find out in November.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Three former Passables Bearcats student athletes Chris Montero, Hosea Clark, and Nate Aguiano will be inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame this Friday during the home game against the Buchanan Bears at War Memorial Stadium. 25-year-old Alexis Alejandro, a student and resident assistant at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, pled not guilty to multiple charges earlier this week, including burglary and attempted rape. His bail is set to $200,000 and is due back in court on October 7th. Voters will have the opportunity to meet with and ask questions of the candidates for the Pasquale City Council in a forum tomorrow starting at 5:30. The forum will be at the Pasquale's Elks Lodge, 1420 Park Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 80s, it's 52 degrees. Local news update sponsored by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Mandatory evacuation orders in place for the Gulf Coast of Florida as Tropical Storm Helene approaches. It is expected to become a powerful hurricane. St. Petersburg Mayor Kenneth Welch.
We are under a state of local emergency, and we are anticipating impacts from this storm to start late Wednesday night with the major impacts on Thursday.
Storm surge and flooding, the biggest concerns. Israel launching a third day of airstrikes on Hezbollah forces in Lebanon. The IDF says it killed another commander.
They say that they have killed Ibrahim Mohammed Kabisi. The IDF says he was a commander of the missile and rocket force of Hezbollah. Last Friday, Israel struck an apartment building in the same neighborhood and killed Hezbollah's number two, Ibrahim Akil, as well as several Hezbollah commanders.
Fox's Mike Tobin reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Orchard and Vineyard Supply wishes you a prosperous harvest. No matter what crop or season you're in, Orchard and Vineyard Supply on Marquita Avenue has all the planting, trellis, crop protection, and harvest supplies you need all year round. Visit Orchard and Vineyard Supply at 77 Marquita Avenue or call 805-434-9488 for quotes. That's 805-434-9488.
All righty, it's 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball, 8 playoff spots are secured as of this morning. 4 more coming in the next 5 days. The Astros came from behind to edge the Mariners 4-3 and wrap up the AL West crown for the 4th year in a row. All of their runs came via the long ball. Jason Hayward's 2-run shot in the 5th was the difference maker. The Orioles spanked the Yankees 5-3. 3 dingers, including number 44 for Anthony Santander, getting them into October.
It means a lot. That means we are in October. It's small baseball. Anything can happen. We got a special group right here.
It also prevented New York from wrapping up the division title. Padres down the Dodgers 4-2, choking off LA's ninth inning rally with a game-ending triple play. That puts San Diego into the postseason. Phillies fell to the Cubs, so Philadelphia remains a half game behind the Dodgers for the top spot in the NL. Braves beat the Mets. Diamondbacks got hammered by the Giants, so New York is a half game ahead of Arizona for the second wild card, with Atlanta just another half game back. Royals nipped the Nationals in 10 innings to snap a 7-game losing streak. The Tigers shaded the Rays. Tarek Skubal wins his 18th. KC and Detroit are tied for the second AL wild card, with the Royals owning the tiebreaker. Twins lost to the Marlins. Red Sox over the Blue Jays. Minnesota and Boston still on the hunt. Guardians ripped the Reds. Cleveland assures itself of a first-round bye and trails the Yankees by a game and a half for the AL top seed. A's got a walk-off win over the Rangers to start their final series in Oakland. White Sox scored 3 in the 8th to wing the Angels and stay at 120 losses. That's Wednesday sports.
All righty, we have the NFL triple header Sunday morning starting at 9:30, the Broncos and the Jets. And then after that, the Raiders and the Browns, late game Bills and Ravens, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Clouds later on, low 80s. Couple of clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid-50s, low 90s sunny on Thursday, mid-90s Friday, mid-80s Saturday, 90s Sunday, mid-90s Monday, upper 90s Tuesday, and a week from today, low to mid-90s. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down we go. 6:54 a.m., 6:56 p.m., it's 52. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters, their expanded location in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill at Tascadero. As we check to see what's out there in the highways and byways and get home, get them home safe and sound, and us too, to feed them and clean up after them and buy new furniture when they wreck it. Okay, nothing to report, but did you know that termites have queens that can live up to 50 years? Some termite queens may lay millions of eggs over their lifetime, the longest lifespan of any insect. Well, it's because they're eating and well-nourished, particularly in some older homes. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at KPRL.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Everything. One shop. Ammo. Archery. Education. Gunsmithing services. There you go. All right. 4.5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL. Moving on. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, what am I referring to here? Okay. These are usually strangers whose relationship is based primarily or even solely on their exchange of letters. Okay. Sometimes it's used to improve writing in a foreign language and to improve literacy. What are usually strangers whose relationship is based primarily or even solely on their exchange of letters? And in this one here, it says particularly through the postal mail. That has obviously changed. I have a good hint here, but where phone lines are lighting up, so perhaps I don't need one. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, pen pals.
Yes, pen pal, indeed, sir. Did you ever have a pen pal?
Nope.
yeah, well, you and me both. You and me both. You and me both. All right, may I have your name, please?
Eric Schultz.
Okay, we have you down as a qualifier, sir. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Now, my hint was going to be, you've got mail. Tom Hanks and somebody else is in that. I don't know who the other person is. It Meg Ryan? I don't know. It's not a bad movie, though, for, you know. You got to, you know, it's when it comes on and you're, wife's there and she wants to watch it. I mean, what else are you going to do? Could be in the eighth inning of the World Series. Seventh game. You got to watch You Got Mail if your wife's in the room. If not, it won't be pleasant. It won't be pleasant. I'm just guessing here because I never was a pen pal. And that it was probably more, or maybe it is through the social media now. Chris, I personally think pen pal is kind of creepy.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I just think it's... Maybe that's probably just me.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. On October 14th, the League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County will be holding a forum for the Paso Robles School Board candidates. The forum will take place in the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The City of Atascadero's Fall First Fridays will continue on Friday, October 4th at the Plaza on El Camino across from the Sunken Gardens. Next week, indie rock alternative band Carbon City Lights will take the stage with energetic alternative rock jams. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 80s, it's 51 degrees. Local news updates sponsored by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Snail mail pen pal relationships has fallen into decline. However, let me just jump here. Inmates in the United States and most of the world are not permitted to access internet. So pen pal relationships with inmates are still conducted through the post mail. That's lovely. That's lovely. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management. Locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's